Well, I mean, I'm just talking about Lindsey Graham.
Well,
he got in there after Strom Thurmond died. Strom Thurmond had handpicked this butt-licking motherfucker.
Literally a butt-licker.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. He drinks Bud Light.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Start recruiting and building industry to come into this area. Industry notices good recreation. As we start recruiting and building industry. So I guess our local government's into building industry now.
Well, recruiting and what did it say? Recruiting and
building industry. So I guess they're going to start a business?
Building industry, you know, they did the spec building thing before and lost money on it every
time.
Another
thing that's hilarious is industry notices good recreation.
Yeah, they always use that one. They always use that. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Liberty Report. Every government uses the idea that all these corporations look for parks. And bicycle paths and complete streets and all that. Well, maybe the woke crowd, maybe Bud Light and Target and those kind of people are looking for those kind of things. But in general, business is looking for labor.
That's it. They want a cheap and ready labor force.
That's why
we have
whatever level that might be.
Whatever level. That's why we have technical school, these technical colleges all over the place. So you can have
instead of apprenticeship.
Right. You have the high school level graduates, right? Which in South Carolina is not saying much. And then you have the technical school where they can go learn to be electricians or mechatronics or whatever, and learn a trade at a technical level for
or
2 years.
Welding or
sure, which
trade?
How long? Like how long would an apprenticeship in carpentry take you to be considered a journeyman carpenter?
In certain situations, maybe 5 years.
5 years,
to be competent in all the areas of carpentry.
Then a master carpenter, after a journeyman, you'd be a master carpenter, right? Which that's 20 years, 15, 20 years.
All throughout my career, I was learning from different trades in the carpentry world. You know, you go framing to trim carpentry, cabinet building, that kind of thing like that for residential buildings and all, you know, and then you could specialize in other woodworking tables and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that was always done with apprenticeship, and that's how I came up.
All right, so we're talking about the last county council meeting. The finance committee came with a letter that set out these rules, like, okay, we're going to do the $6 million, but this needs to happen, this needs to happen, this needs to happen. If A doesn't happen, then B's not happening. If B doesn't happen, then C doesn't happen. So I see what they were trying to do, but everybody should already know the shit's going to happen. They're going to spend the money, and they're going to build woodwork.
Well, one of the reasons that they put some of that in there is to cover what they were going to put on as stipulations to time. It was 30 days, 90 days. In 90 days, most everything has got to be in place,
right,
and dirt ready to move.
Well, within 90 days, they need to collect bids and or proposals for three alternative recreation projects. The revitalization of the Larry Doby Complex, which the thing is brand new. I don't know why it needs to be revitalized. It just needs to be finished. Or revitalization of Woodward Park, or revitalization of both the Larry Doby Complex and Woodward Park using no more than $5 million of the ARPA. It also, within 90 days, propose a plan to improve other parks in Kershaw County, in addition to amounts already approved in the general and capital project budget, using no more than $1 million of the ARPA funds. In either case, the county administrator should submit the proposals to both the county's Recreation Commission, and remember who the Recreation Commission is. It's all the people who are pushing for Woodward Park.
The travel baseball
people. The travel baseball people. Don't forget that.
Cares.
Cares. They're the same thing. It's the same people.
Yeah.
And council's finance committee, within 30 days of the receipt of the bids and proposals, the Recreation Committee must hold a public meeting and submit recommendations to the county council. Either 30 days after the Rec Commission receives the administrator's proposal or after the council receives. So what this is, that all this that I'm reading is a bunch of bullshit that they put in there to cover their asses, because they knew they broke the rules to get this thing pushed forward. They broke their own rules that they voted on, right? Just like any other politician does.
All this has been CYA.
It's all covering their asses, right?
One of the things I question is where they talk about the West Walter Reed and the Larry Doby.
Yeah.
Is that they kind of include that in the $6 million deal.
Yes.
But the $1 million is down for all these other parks.
Right.
And the Woodard and Larry Doby and West Walter Reed are included in the... But that's not what MUSC
not what
says.
No.
They said $5 million.
For an outdoor recreation facility, Woodward Park.
Woodward Park.
Right.
So there is no...
So what they're going to do is say, well, we tried, but we wouldn't be able to get this money unless we spend it on Woodward Park. And you know what they like to say. If we don't spend the money, then somebody else
will get that.
Right? These weak, spineless bastards.
They have no
And they think that they everybody in Kershaw County is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And they think they know better. And Shoemake...
Well, the more money you got, the more smarter you are. Don't you understand that part?
Right. And so Shoemake says here... that he thinks, this is a quote, he thinks that recreation is critical. I think it is a priority because any study you look at,
any of them,
you look at, and he's probably seen them all, apparently. I was a prosecutor. Two of the gentlemen up here were in law enforcement. Any place where kids can do things that don't get them into bad activities is a net gain. Now, before they were saying this is for economic development. Now it's about the children, for a net gain for the children. Shoemake acknowledged that he has heard the notion that the county should fix what it has in terms of recreation. Quote, what's important about this project is that nothing in this list says build a new park. That's a lie.
Well, this isn't a new park.
It's Woodward Park, it'll be a new Woodward Park. Continuing his quote, what this list is about is taking what we have and making it better, making it usable. So I guess Woodward Park is
unusable.
Even though I saw kids out there playing baseball, it's unusable.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty enough.
In terms of maintenance, we asked the administrator to take a look at the rec department and see what we can do to make that department more efficient. I don't know if that's reducing the footprint and turning the less used park into practice fields. So he's going to shut the other parks down, just like we said in the beginning.
Yeah.
They're going to shut the parks down and focus on Woodward Park.
Yeah, y'all can practice over there and all, but everybody's got to come to Camden to play.
Right. He said, I don't know. That's not my area of expertise. My area of expertise, which is why this motion is written in a way that sends it back to the Rec Commission. And he didn't finish the sentence, but his expertise, area of expertise, is writing in legalese.
Yeah.
Right? What do they call that language that they use, the lawyers? Black's Law or Black's...
Yeah, Black's Law.
Black's Law and yeah. the English Common Language or whatever the hell they call
Black's
that
Law
shit.
Dictionary, whichever dictionary. Volume that yeah. you're currently on.
So, the question is whether they get to maintain nicer parks. So, we can maintain the old shitty parks outside of Camden, or we can maintain nicer parks inside Camden.
Yeah.
I guess. He then spoke of the fiscal responsibility side of the equation, saying that council has received a legal opinion that such recreation projects are within the scope of ARPA fund use. Okay, so that doesn't mean a damn thing.
Well, that means the opinion is the go opinion. Ahead. Yeah,
that's an
we
opinion.
Opinionize, right. We opine. I opine all the time, and it doesn't mean anything, you know, and people can take yeah. it or leave it. And that's kind of like this is Bo's opinion. Is, right. You know, you can take it or leave it.
Listen to this shit. Shoemake also noted that one of the other ARPA-related projects on the table, even though they haven't barely discussed it at all.
Yeah, yeah. Only is, ARPA discussion right. has been Woodward Park, Park and the when they threw the 3.8 for the radios.
That was only after people threw a big fit.
Yeah, yeah.
On the table is upgrading the Kershaw County Detention Center. Quote, let's see if you can make sense of this shit. If the jail costs, let's say, $20 million to build, and we run out of ARPA money, before we can get the other $14 million, let's say we set $6 million to rebuild the jail, and it takes us 4 years to build up $14 million, that ARPA money goes away, and it disappears. This $6 million, on the other hand, is matched. So this $6 million turns into $12 million. So when you have $6 million that turns into $12 million is being spent on a high priority and for a department that for the last 3 years has seen its budget decrease by 15% in an area that is high priority, I think that's fiscally responsible. So he's saying if we spend this $6 million on the jail, where are we going to get the other $14
million? Mm-hmm.
Okay, but guess what? It cost $20 million to rebuild the goddamn jail. Where's that money going to come from?
Yeah,
out of your pockets. It's coming out of your pockets, so they're going to have to do a bond.
Ultimately, it
or
all
they're
going to
increase the taxes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to. But what what he's saying, and this is true too, is that if they don't start spending that money,
mm-hmm. It's going to disappear.
Before 2024, mm-hmm. or the end of 2024. There's a deadline in there.
Yeah.
If you haven't spent that money, and I'm not sure if it is you have to start spending it or you have to be done spending it. It might be like Ukraine. You got to get done, you know, $1 billion a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but apparently that deadline will come and go because if you're going to rebuild a jail, uh-huh. it's $20 million and you don't start until you got enough funding yeah. lined up. So I can understand that kind of part of it. But then he switches and justifies that we ain't got the $20 million and we might lose it right. to getting free money
right.
and free money to right. build Sunshine and Lollipops
right.
because recreation has suffered.
So how about, why wouldn't they ask the health services district to say, you want to give us $6 million for outdoor recreation, $3 million to finish Casey West, $3 million for Larry Doby. We're going to take our ARPA money, the $6 million, and put it towards the $20 million we're going to have to raise to build the jail.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the other things that
nobody asked is, why Woodward Park? Why the stipulation that you have to spend it right there? Mm-hmm. Why no negotiation?
Mm-hmm.
Why did nobody say that, all right, well, what if we make this deal
mm-hmm.
instead?
Well, I'll tell you why, Jeff.
And why?
Because the decision was already made at some tea party in downtown Camden at some fancy lad's tent at the horse race or some shit like that. You know, they're there stroking their beards. What can we do? What would we like to see done in our community? And their community is downtown Camden. Well, we have Woodward Park. That place is a piece of shit. We've got homeless people and crackheads running around.
Yeah.
We should build that into a world-class facility.
It'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful. Yeah, I believe that'd be wonderful, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Daryl, do you think you could do... Well, let's get together one day over some a beer, and we'll talk about this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I doubt he drinks beer. He probably only drinks unsweet tea or something.
Mm-hmm. Brent, you get to run for office.
Brantley? Get this done for me.
Brantley.
Shoemake also noted the conversation over parity in recreation geographically in the county. He said that if the budget moves forward, as amended to third reading, there would be roughly $900,000 for improvements at KC West. Quote, not really enough to get KC West there, but with the matching funds from the Health Service District, this could, in addition to what they're doing in Camden, completely finish KC West, and in addition, leave anywhere between $750,000 and $800,000 to do additional projects around the county. What that also means is that next year, or at the next budget year, we've got two finished parks, and we can start looking at Cato's area and the underfunded parts. This is a chance for us to do something huge that will never... that we'll never have again.
This is dope. Wait till next year. Wait till next year. We'll get them next year.
Hey, people in Bethune, I know your town is dying and that your baseball field has nails and fences and shit all over it, but Camden's more
important. You can practice there.
You can practice. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just make sure you have
your
tennis shot.
We'll hold the tournaments in Camden.
Make sure you have
and
your tennis shot.
And then you can get, what is it? Catery on Broad or something like that to come and cater for you. It'll be good.
Shoemake said, when you have nice recreation, something for the kids to do, it's something that industry notices. As we start recruiting and building industry to come to this area, industry notices good recreation. Wasn't the last county council chairman thrown out on his ass from building bullshit spec buildings and business parks and wasting our money buying up property all over for no good reason?
Seems like it.
That vision. Yeah, you remember that thing?
It seems like it seems like that's kind of like that vision thing.
Mm-hmm.
The vision 2030.
Yeah. This is going on with his quote. He said, again, it fits public safety and it fits public... Oh my goodness.
I don't want to talk to you.
Continuing his quote, he says, again, it fits public safety, it fits fiscal responsibility, and it allows us to do something for the entire county. It has value. Maybe this plan isn't perfect, which is the great thing about having another couple of meetings to adjust it around the edges, but there's a binary choice. Ooh, that's a dangerous word to say, isn't it?
Binary.
Either recreation in this county needs work or it doesn't. If you think it doesn't, you and I respectfully disagree. If you think it does, I think this is the best way to do it and the only way to get $6 million extra dollars. I've thought about this long and hard. I've prayed about this. If I lose an election over this, which I hope you do, that's my commentary, I'm fine with that because at least I get to do one thing that I know really makes a difference. So I guess God told him, build the parks. If you build it, they will come.
Build parks is good. For the greater good.
For the greater good.
And it's free money.
Yeah, I guess God's a communist, man. I don't know.
You know,
not the God I pray to.
It's the little G, not the big G, apparently. The big G, The big G, his son was killed by the little G government.
Yeah.
And you know that little government back in that time they had big stadiums and bathhouses, kind of like the YMCA where all the boys would go.
Yeah, and the older gentlemen would go and teach the boys their ways.
Yeah, teach your boys. Yeah.
And we'll get into
Sodom
that.
And Gomorrah. That's what it was.
So Danny Cato said that while he was running for the District 6 seats, recreation was one of the big things everyone talked about.
Everyone.
Well, I don't remember Danny Cato bringing his fat ass down here to Cassett. He probably just talking about Bethune. Anytime you hear Danny Cato talk about District 6, my district, all that kind of shit, he's talking about Bethune. Yeah. That's it. The people
and we saw what Bethune.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They had the clan up there. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Give me my money.
You can tell Danny drove. But his constituency,
mm-hmm.
his base, the ones that are pushing
mm-hmm.
For government handouts,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He drove them to the town hall.
He did, yeah.
So you can see what his agenda is.
So he says the people in District 6, that's Bethune, they felt left out. If you travel around District 6 and you look at that area, you'll see how we've been left out. Guess, man, the people of Kansas don't want your shit, man. Don't even come here with that.
Well, I mean, he's right about that. They say we've been left out.
Look at Camden. Look at what you've done in Camden. We should do that in Bethune.
The point is not to beg for government to do shit.
Exactly.
And do it yourself.
Right.
And don't worry about the government
right.
and stealing from your neighbors. They've been mm-hmm. stealing from you for years and years and years and spending it on their mm-hmm. little pet projects. And now you're bitching because they left you behind, but you're going to steal from somebody to build yeah. another damn park in the same people's backyard that stole the money from you in the first place.
So here's Danny's lack of reading comprehension showing. He says it's an opportunity not to do things for just one park. Well, I believe the letter said Woodward Park. It didn't mention any other fucking park.
Oh, the crumbs yeah. go to everywhere
this
else.
Is a little bit the hush money.
That right? thing is sucking the teat like bigger than hell.
He's a fucking ridiculous.
They're all sucking this teat.
Let's continue this quote. There's been so much propaganda, so much false narratives put out there. I've had to listen to all kinds of stuff when people ask me questions that I just couldn't believe, and there's no way to fix that. I'll go as far as to call them lies. That's been put out there. Danny, you're either lying through your teeth or you're just too damn dumb to realize you've been spoon-fed this information and you're just shitting out whatever they tell you to. It's not just one park. This is going to be for the whole county. I'll say it up front that when the nuts and bolts fall into place, if District 6 doesn't get a fair amount, I won't vote for it. I will not vote for it. This is our best. I don't know what the fuck that means. There's no other plan.
Who decides?
He decides what a fair share is.
Yeah, our fair share is $60,000.
Yeah.
Or some.
So,
it's not anywhere close to $5 million, I can bet you that.
This proposal that went forward for a vote on Tuesday night, it was a, 5-2 vote?
5-2.
So the dissenting votes were Katie Gwynn and Jimmy Jones. Brantley Mulliken voted for it. Danny Cato voted for it. Shoemake and
Tucker and Brazel.
And the lump on the log, Russell Brazel. but look at this part right here. I laughed my ass off. So Katie talks about why we shouldn't do this and but, you know, we've got things in the verbiage that say it's going to go away if not all the terms are met. Shoemake also clarified for Gwynn and Jones. So I guess Derek Shoemake speaks for our council chair and the vice chair.
Right? Say that again.
Shoemake also clarified for Gwynn and Jones that MUSC Health is providing its half of the match to the health services district. With the stipulation that the health service district use it for an outdoor recreation project. That's in quotes. The letter, which we can give you, it says Woodward Park.
Yeah.
That's it. So if you don't build Woodward Park, now to cover their ass, this whole thing right here is to cover their asses because they know Woodward Park's going to cost at a conservative estimate is $20 million, $21 million. Anywhere between 14 to 21 million, right?
Yeah.
That was years ago. Now with the Biden inflation, it could be 30 million.
Yeah, the last plan, it was in 2018,
mm-hmm.
something like that. And you know what's interesting is all this started bubbling up
mm-hmm.
when Julie Burns was put in place. and Ben Connell and all them created the Vision 2020 to begin with, and now 2030. So the Ben Connell and Mulligans and Shaheens and all them have been working on this for now 7 or 8 years. Yeah. Revolutionary War Park Center is part of all this.
Let's see. Other motions made regarding second reading of the budget included $165,000 for an EMS chassis. That's not a complete ambulance. That's just a chassis. Them things are expensive.
They'll put the box, old box,
on a chassis. That's all you get. That's all you get.
Yeah, yeah.
$63,000 in ARPA funds for a 2-year program at Kirkland Community Center. What is that?
That's a startup program that Sammy Tucker's behind right now, but the Walrus is the one that Tom Gardner is the one that started moving this forward. It's in some old school up there.
Oh, is that up in Bethune, the old elementary school, I guess?
Yeah. And, okay. So now they're going to fund this program, which I'm not, 2 years. I don't know what they do.
They're going to fund it for 2 years.
Yeah, for 2 years.
After that, you're either on your own or you got to come back to the altar and bid.
Right, right.
$130,895 in ARPA funds for the Arts Center of Kershaw County. Where's that at?
I don't know.
That's
It's over there
Camden.
Where the, down there near Graham Tire and all that down in
and
there.
And then another $10,000 in ATAX funds for the Arts Center of Kershaw County. So Jimmy Jones voted against using the ARPA money for the Arts Center, but he voted for using the ATAX. And Katie Gwynn voted against it. $100,000 in ATAX funds for a Watery River boat ramp. So that whiny crying baby, Russell Braswell, got some money there, even though the state's going to pay to fix it anyway. That was 5-2. Gwynn and Jones voted against it.
He also proposed that if you can't get together with the state and all that, Veterans Park needs to be where the landing is with a big parking area and all that kind of stuff.
It needs to be upriver from the...
I mean, if you're going to have the damn thing, I guess Veterans Park would be a good place to put it.
Well,
because
that's where they want...
that big concrete walkway, there might be, I don't know, 10 people a day go down there. And
Maybe.
Most of the time, all you see is the people fishing off
That's
the
dock. That's what warms my heart.
You know, they used to have a sign down there that said, no fishing off the dock.
Yeah.
Well, people go down there and sit and fish off the dock. So now they're taking the fishing off the dock sign down because the people said, you know.
Fuck it, man.
Yeah.
Stop it.
This is a stupid law. There's no kayaks here.
Yeah. This is one here, is $7,500 in ARPA funds for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Kershaw County, unanimously approved. So you have tax money going to fund a Christian organization.
To fund church organizations.
So what that means, if you're a Muslim, Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, agnostic, Satanist, whatever, our Kershaw County Council has just opened the door for you to go and get some money.
Or somebody that thinks that there should be a wall, a separation between church and state. Most of these church organizations and all are 501c3s that sign up for the privilege of no taxes and all from the government, and the strings attached are that they can't get into politics.
Hold on. My eyes just drifted across something that jumped out. So Shoemake also clarified for Gwynn and Jones that MUSC Health is providing its half of the match to the Health Services District with the stipulation that the Health Services District use it for an outdoor recreation project. That's Woodward Park. It says it in the letter, Woodward Park. It is then the Health Services District that is providing the total match to the county. He also noted that MUSC Health is providing the Health Services District with a completely separate $3 million towards an indoor recreation project for which it has been suggested would be used to build a YMCA facility in Lugoff. That project does not include the county in any way. even though Daryl Ogburn said, the Health Services District of Kershaw County, Daryl Ogburn stood up and said, this is your money. This is your money. All right, so this YMCA facility, who was the top donor to Derek Shoemaker? We just discussed this in the last meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wright Auto Group and Mark Mason and all of the separate businesses that he owns,
the
right
LLCs
there in Lugoff, right?
All,
well, yeah. They're not LLCs. They're just, they, I guess they just have a separate bank account.
Right, right.
Which I talked to an investigator with the Ethics Commission, and there'll be more to come on that. so this is what this is. This is a cover our ass and build a YMCA in Lugoff on the property owned by Mark Mason.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I
behind
have
behind the Ford dealership.
Right behind the Ford dealership. I have, and this has been a plan for how long now?
A long time. I was going around to that after our last Liberty report.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Gary, who was on county council prior to who was it?
Brazel?
Al Bozard. Anyway, leading up to this, Bobby was on there as a lame duck almost. And Julie Burns brought up the YMCA during that time.
Right.
So that's in the 14-15 area, somewhere in there, 2014,
been a long,
2015.
Long time.
Yeah, so it's been a long progression of little dominoes being put in place.
Who's Mark Mason's attorney in South Carolina?
I have no idea.
Connell Law Firm.
Oh.
Who owns the Mighty Wash there in Lugoff on the same property owned? The property is owned by Lugoff Ford and Mark Mason. Who owns the Mighty Wash there?
No.
Ben Connell's daddy.
Hmm.
Right? Now, Mark Mason owns Mighty Wash too, wherever that is.
You know, all the Mighty Washes, all the dealerships right here that are owned by Mr. Mason, you buy a vehicle from there and you get 2 or 3 years of free washes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder how that changed.
Probably
because
you
change.
Probably because you can write it off as a loss if you're giving away, if it's part of free, or there's a.
Or there's money going to Mighty Wash.
Well, yeah, they just raise the price of the car up and they give him a slice of the pie.
Yeah.
Just like the sheriff.
It's a cozy little deal they've got going on.
All legal. It's all legal. Yeah. It's dirty and scummy and scumbag, you know, way of doing things, but you know, it is what it is. That's why the only people I see that buy cars from Lugoff Ford, Lugoff Toyota, are people from out of town. I don't see many of them driving around here with that little sticker on the back. I've tried to go in there to look at cars before. I've had to threaten physical violence in order to get my keys back from them sons of bitches.
Well, I have no love for a guard, no, car dealer.
I told him, I said, I'm about to throw this chair through this giant plate glass window right here.
Yeah, car dealers are a scam.
And I'm going to start laying waste.
I mean, everybody, you got to have a car, but you know.
So, Jimmy Jones voted no for this. Gwen called for a vote. It was 5-2. When asked for his votes, Jones, who was participating in the via phone, said a giant, big, fat no. Both times. Whatever. That the YMCA is a pet project, right? When the Woodward Park discussions with the CARES group were going on in the county council, Daryl Ogburn was there and he had a binder on his lap. And he opened that binder up, and this is the first discussion that was held publicly, and I was sitting right behind him. The first thing he did, open that binder up, on the right-hand side was the Woodward Park project with all the drawings and plans and everything. On the left-hand side was the YMCA project with a little business card for whoever does the YMCA expansions and whatever. And then I was like, God damn, they're trying to do this YMCA thing again? It failed miserably before.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to keep trying to. So my question is, you know, and I'm just using my, some people call it a conspiratorial mind. I call it a trained mind.
How about critical thinking?
Critical thinking is
not connecting.
So I'm thinking, like, why are these people pushing so hard for the YMCA? What could be the possible, what can they possibly have to gain? There's two options that I came down to. One, These people were angels sent down from heaven that want the YMCA built for the children of the Kershaw County, and it's going to be the most altruistic project they've ever done, and it would be a place for children. But wait a second. You have to pay a membership to be in a YMCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you Google YMCA, this is the other part. And I'm not saying, I'm not making accusations. I want to be very clear about this. If you Google YMCA and child molestation, YMCA child molestation, you'll get pages upon pages of results.
Yeah.
Of incidents of predators using the YMCA, child sexual predators using YMCAs to prey on children.
They go where the right. Target is.
That's why mass shootings, where do mass shootings usually happen? In gun-free zones.
Yeah.
It's a target-rich environment. Yeah. A YMCA is usually for...
Right, why do the drag queens and all want to get into schools?
Target-rich environment.
I mean, you
that's
see
what
it
we
all
call it in the Army. I have a target-rich environment in front of you. That means you can just open up and just start slaying, stacking bodies.
I mean, is this a plan for fields of dreams?
When I started looking into it further, I found out that Lindsey Graham, Lady G, is... got federal money coming for this YMCA in Kershaw County. $1.2 million. Why would Lindsey Graham give a shit about... Oh, and how does he even know that a YMCA is going to be built here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I started looking further. Right? Okay, Daryl Ogburn was a state
lobbyist.
He was a lobbyist. And he became a lobbyist. And
then he moved to the hospital board. And then he got elected chairman of the hospital board.
So what is...
And then he sold the hospital.
Yeah.
And then he built the carriage house.
The carriage wing, yeah.
And now he's working on the...
Yeah, so then I'm thinking, like, what's Daryl Ogburn have to do with Lindsey Graham? I can't find a connection. Except through the RNC, the state, you know, GOP. Maybe. So who else is deeply involved in all this stuff? You have Tom Mulligan, who's given tens of thousands of dollars to candidates who are now elected to the Kershaw County Council. Right? Okay. So in the resolution that was read last week, Tom Mulligan was a U.S. Army Reserve officer in the JAG Corps. He was a lawyer. And then I started thinking, like, well, who... Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer in the Army Reserves.
He's a general.
And then I started thinking, well, Tom Mulligan was in the State Guard. Who else is in the State Guard? You got who's Leon Lott, right? And you have all these connections at these high offices, right? And everything seems to me to lead to Tom Mulligan. He seems to be the puppet master holding the strings. I can't find anything illegal going on. I'm not accusing him of being a pedophile. I'm not accusing him of paying off politicians. And
I would think the YMCA would be right up his alley for exercise and saving the world and
yeah, I think
all that, because he's done a lot, you know, trying to save the planet and doing things travel the world, National Geographic.
Oh, sure, there's plenty kind of pictures like online of him doing all these great things.
Yeah, yeah. So I see that philosophy working right on down philanthropic.
Yeah. So what it comes down to is that he feels like it's up to him to provide. I am in a position to provide these recreational opportunities for the disaffected youths of Kershaw County. If I don't do it, then who's going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not the one who's leading the charge, I'm the one who can make this happen, mm-hmm. right? So he's always behind the scenes. I mean, he throws flashy parties his law firm sponsors the whole entire damn horse whipping.
The cup.
You know, and then tickets are given to Jimmy Jones, Katie Gwynn's got. There's pictures of them hugging each other, And you know, you got Brantley Mulligan now, who will call people in the middle of the night and try to defend his father-in-law, and say all sorts of stupid shit while he's drunk. And then you got, you know, Tom Mulligan Jr. is in the background trying to chime in. And, you know, in my opinion, they're all a bunch of fucking cowards. And they're trying to control what goes on in this county because they think they're royalty.
It's the collectivist mentality.
They're fucking communists,
where we know what's best for the collective. Yeah. They're, back in the day, even Thomas Jefferson said something about stupid people. Mm. Stupid people need leadership, otherwise stupid people will destroy everything.
Yeah.
And so that mentality, and they use collectivism for the greater good, to rob from everybody, to build their idea of what society is needed, because they're the smarter people.
Right.
Right. And so that leads to a have to have not system, because they're going to keep their fair share.
Oh, yeah.
See, their fair share is theirs.
You think Tom Mulligan couldn't scrounge up $6 million to build a baseball field?
Yeah.
I mean, find investors and people who...
Oh, people that just want to donate to it.
They can write it off on their taxes.
He knows enough warmongers and Lady G's. And Lady G could pop $1 million out in just a minute without bothering the people.
It wouldn't hurt them at all.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
They can't spend their money because
they're doing it for the good of the people, and the people need to pay for it.
Well, we're all sheep, and we need sheepdogs, the police, to protect us.
Pretty much it.
And then we need a shepherd, which is them, the political elites, to watch over us and take care of us.
And
what it comes down to, man, is that some animals are more animal than others, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all animals here. We're all living on this farm. But some animals, sometimes the pigs,
are more equal than others.
More equal than others.
Yeah. And they nailed that in Animal Farm. Most of you, my age at least, would have read Animal Farm in school.
Yeah, it's probably in the banned book list now.
Probably. But that's what we're living in. The haves and have nots, and the control of government by free market enterprise, if you will, by big business, by big
market.
Yeah, it's not free market. We haven't had that in over 100 years.
Since the fall of the collapse of Wall Street back in the day.
Yeah.
So speaking of Lady G, what do we got? He was in the news recently, right?
Yeah, old Lady G, he's taking a trip over to see Zelensky over yonder.
Best money we ever spent. This is the Russians are dying, and it's the best money we ever spent.
No. I did a little rant today, going to the golf course, and you'll see it before this, but I point out, I said, you know, little Lady G doing all this, and we don't even have enough ammo for ourselves. According to Douglas McGregor and several others well known, if we got into a single front war right now, we'd run out of ammunition in a week or two.
Some of us have enough ammo. Wink, wink. Some of us allegedly have enough ammo.
Talking about F-16 stuff and, you know, howitzer stuff and all. We've been shipping that shit right on over there. And we don't have the military industrial manufacturing to replace it at the rate that we're shipping it over there.
What are we getting in return out of Ukraine? What are we getting in return? What is the return on investment? So the military industrial complex, they're all about making this big buck. So Biden gives government money to Zelensky. Zelensky ships his parents off to Israel on a huge, like a $400 million piece of property over there, right? So they're safe. And then he buys himself a yacht. But then after that, where's that money goes to pay for all these weapons and all this shit?
And pay for the government.
We pay
everybody's salary over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they're going to have a pension. You know,
we pay their medical care, pension.
All the military-aged men who are getting sent over here as what do they call them? Refugees, all these military-aged men coming to the U.S., they're not fighting a war, but they're going to come over here and they're going to get a pension. It's a giant money laundering scheme. And if you don't see it, you're a fucking idiot.
This proves my point that voting doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't, no.
Because I can't find anybody that except politicians and highfaluters that vote for Flimsy Graham. There's no way in hell.
There's no way he won that last election.
There's no way in hell he's won any election in several elections. But so that proves to me that voting is an illusion.
Yeah.
And the illusion is to keep you in the game.
Right.
Hoping that the next time will be different.
Yeah. Well, all of you people who voted for Lindsey Graham, which one of you gave him permission as your representative to go to Ukraine and say some stupid shit like that is the best?
If you voted for Lindsey Graham, you were for the Iraq War, the Gulf War, the invasion of Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq,
your allies with
Somalia, Bosnia.
Keep going all the way back. Vietnam, the Bay of Pigs.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about Flimsy Graham.
Well,
he got in there after Strom Thurmond died. Strom Thurmond had handpicked this butt-licking motherfucker.
Literally a butt-licker.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. He drinks Bud Light.
And?
So now, on top of that, we got a debt deal. We got a debt deal. The world is not going to come to an end.
Oh, my goodness.
And the military industrial complex has got $850+ billion. $850 billion that they can't even pass a freaking audit.
No.
They're missing like $4 trillion.
If you try to audit them, you're going to get a missile shot into the Pentagon.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you try
to audit
them.
Right in the C ring.
Right.
Yeah. So we got this debt deal that's going to spend $4 trillion more. In 4 years.
We're back. So, McCarthy, that's his name?
These are conservatives.
Is that McCarthy, the speaker, or whatever?
McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, I think it is.
We're going to bankrupt this country. We're going to bankrupt the country. We cannot pass this, blah, blah, blah. He goes to meet the president, and I'm sure the president probably was in the corner shitting in his diapers, and the real power players like Susan Rice and Obama and the Clinton, you know, all the CIA was in there and said, hey, boy, you better play ball.
Here, look at this never before seen video of Daily Plaza way back when.
Or, hey, we got this video of you down at Epstein's Island with these 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want this to get out. This is just to be troublesome for you.
Yeah.
That's how they do things, man.
Yeah. We'll send you some crack pipes from Hunter. God almighty. It's a clown show.
Yeah.
It's a clown show.
It's you know, if you don't laugh, you're gonna cry.
Yeah.
Then
you got the you know, the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
Who's working on new international health regulations and a treaty, and the treaty Joe Biden loves, and that they're changing all these rules and regulations to tighten up the control. Because their test run of Corona showed some damn little flaws in their system, so to speak. And now they got to tighten it up, and they're taking out recommended to shall. And changing all kind of shit. There's like 350 changes that are going to be made.
Uh-huh.
And they changed the rule last year that you had 24 months to say no. And it had to be the leader of the country to say no. It can't be your parliament and all that kind of stuff. It's just the leader. And so they changed that to 12 months. And then they changed it, some of them, to 6 months. So you got 6 months to say no. So if Joe Biden don't say no, in 6 months. It just automatically.
Now, he's not going to say no.
It's consent.
That motherfucker can't put a coherent sentence together.
It's silence is yes. consent.
Right, right.
And that's true with this kind of government that we got around here.
Yeah.
If you stay silent, that means you consent to getting $6 million shoved up your ass,
if you
or
see,
the taxes, or whatever.
If you want to see how our world is being controlled by a few, go to a county council meeting. And all you have to do is take their sphere of influence and expand it exponentially. That's how the shit's being done. Mm-hmm. In the secret meeting, not even a secret meeting, they do it on public and they put it on the internet, but nobody gives a shit, nobody watches, nobody protests, nobody revolts. They're just like, oh, these people are stupid. They're saying that we're going to eat bugs and that we're going to own nothing and we're going to like it.
If the people if the people really give a shit about what Lindsey Graham just did in your name, about Ukraine and all these wars and everything, if the people actually gave a shit and did not agree with it, that rascal would not be able to go anywhere in South Carolina without being called out.
That's why he keeps his ass in D.C. And when every time he comes in an airport in South Carolina, he's accosted. If he shows his face in public, people will tell him how they feel about him.
But there are a lot of videos out there with people confronting him. But
I love it. We need more.
Most of the time, I see it in an airport over yonder and not in damn South Carolina.
No.
I don't see anybody in South Carolina standing up. Why isn't County Council? Why isn't Katie Gwynn and Jimmy Jones and all them coming out and saying, look here, Lindsey Graham, you don't speak for me.
Right.
I don't want you over there killing Russians. I don't agree with any of this. Isn't that what my local government should be doing? Shouldn't they be calling them out? Shouldn't they be saying, look, we're at $33 trillion in debt. It's about damn time you guys quit kicking the can down the road and deal with this shit. You're going to drive the people into the po house and they're going to be starving to death, and then we're going to have to open up the FEMA camps, and we don't want to do that.
I'll just say this. Me and the beautiful wife here on the half-assed homestead at the undisclosed location deep in the heart of Kershaw County will not comply. And we have taken measures to protect ourselves and our loved ones that probably get us on a watch list. And it ain't buying ammunition, it's not manufacturing explosives, it's simple things like planting our own garden, raising our own animals, and doing food preservation.
Get back to the old ways, because they're getting ready to drive us into a third world country. The old banana republic that everybody heard about and seen far, far away. They're getting ready to do that to us, and these damn baseball parks and all are going to be shitholes, because even the government won't be able to afford it.
Well,
because even all their investments and all, and their rainy day funds and all that shit is going to be worth nothing.
Yeah. Good luck growing vegetables in that dirt they put down for the baseball fields. That ain't worth the
probably
shit.
Probably got Grazon and Roundup and everything else.
You got anything else on your list you want to talk about?
I don't think that's it.
I want to close by saying, rest in peace, James Mueller. Firefighter James Mueller. You're a man among men. Godspeed. We all love you. I didn't know you, but I knew men who knew you, and the way they speak out about you, you're a damn good fireman. And I wish you rest in peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the Liberty Report. We'll see you next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?